Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, Lord, guide us and show us the way to draw us closer to Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Jesus is our rock, and we see the world becoming less stable, and so we hold on tightly to the rock of Jesus Christ. The world has always had changes in it, but lately, as we are approaching the end of the age, there seem to be more changes, and we feel like the changes are happening all around us, and we want normal to return. But things keep happening, and we want the security of Jesus Christ as we go through life, this life and eternal life. Now, the world tells us that if we fall into the system that it has created, we will have security with our job and our retirement, etc. But the world that Jesus has for us is even more stable and even more wonderful. So we seek the way and the truth of Jesus Christ. Now, as we are alive, we do see the value of following Jesus Christ, and we seek to be closer and closer to Jesus in his name. We pray again and amen. Well, we serve God. We desire to serve God. And there is a John 4:4 that tells us about choosing to follow Jesus or choosing to follow the world. And if we follow the path of the world, it promises us earthly riches. And if we follow the path of Jesus Christ, it teaches that we will have eternal peace and eternal riches. And the two are opposed. So we must choose one way or the other. Do we choose the way of this world, or do we choose the way of an eternal God? Well, I hope you read the Bible, you learn God's truth, and you decide to follow God's truth more than man's truth. Well, right now, we have distractions going all around us. We see the world. We see social situations. We see everything that we get to see and ponder. There is a lot of questions going on. Oh, nationally, internationally, just all over. We see the tariffs around the world. We see the dollar value following, and we see that some people say, get gold, and that is a great storehouse of value. And yet, what is eternal value? It is what God offers us through Jesus Christ. Even in the midst of war, famine, and troubles, earthquakes abound. They are getting more frequent. There's even volcanoes going on around us. And so we see the things of the world are getting a little bit shaky. But if we study God's Word, the Bible, we can see that there is an eternal, permanent joy with Jesus Christ. So let's follow Jesus. And we might be attacked for it, because that seems to be a division between those who follow the world and those who follow God. There are attacks that take place right here on earth. In Nigeria the other day, there were the Fulani Muslims who attacked and killed 56 Christians during Holy Week. And so we know these things go on, and somehow we still choose the truth of Jesus Christ. It is God's way and God's will. Even though we have troubles going on, we have things going on with the countries, between countries, and contrasts, troubles, war, tariffs, all of that is going on. There's a claim that China owes the United States and the world $60 trillion because of the damage that China did with COVID-19. And now there's even a move to say that the United States should reclaim all of the farmland that China owns in the United States to compensate for the expenses that the United States had with COVID, which China, one way or another, had a hand in causing. So we have lots of things going on. Oh, people see the future is good. People see the future is terrible, even a collapse. So that's funny, because we keep seeing the people who say the United States is going to collapse. It will have a crisis. Oh, that happened in February. That happened in March. That happened in April. And now we simply have people with opinions. And don't you wonder what's going to happen next? Well, the world continues, and people live and people die. Leaders live and leaders die. In just the Pope, he recently died. So, well, that reminds me of the 12th century prophet. It was a Catholic priest called Saint Malachi, and he was saying that Pope Francis would be the last pope. How interesting. And then what will happen? Do you want to guess? There are people who say the beast system is coming soon. Well, we seem to be building up to the very the beast system that will be hard to avoid. So what are we doing to prepare for the things that our Bible says is coming? Our Bible says wars, famine, earthquakes are coming. So what are you doing to get ready? Are you getting ready for the big things like the beast system? Well, the Bible says it's coming. And also the Bible has indications of other things that aren't quite so certain, but there still is an indicator. And people say, oh, the giants are going to be turned to the earth anytime now. Well, it could happen. The spirits could have a battle, and it could be taking place right here in this world on earth. We will have to see. And the important thing is that we stay close to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Well, have you noticed all the things going on today? They just continue and continue. We have blessings and we have troubles with the people around us. Countries do. People do. We have neighbors. We have churches. We have countries. Everybody has a little conflict going on. So what are we going to do when people in authority tell us to do something? Are we going to listen to the priests and the pastors? Are we going to listen to the government that says, hey, take your shot? Oh, by the way, we have some money for you. In order to get the money, you have to be in the system. What system will that be? We know which system it will be, the one that we don't want to be a part of. So what are we going to do to stay out of the system? Well, we have the things going on, so please pay attention. Pay attention to what you are going to do to be in God's system. And perhaps you would find it handy to read the Bible to get a little idea of what's coming and how we can avoid the troubles that are coming. You know, there's a lot of people now that are talking about troubles, and one of them is that half of the bees in the United States are dying, the honeybees. And so, yeah, sure, there's other little creatures that can pollinate our food, but the honeybees are a big part of the pollination that is going on so that we have food to eat. And the honeybees are essential for getting our honey, too. So we have things that are changing, and we have to figure out what are we going to do to stay alive and outside of that beast system? Well, we have people that are going to tell us. Everybody wants to tell us what to do. The government does. The church does. Oh, even that, the Catholic Pope that just passed into the next life. A lot of people are telling us what to do. And sure, they tell us they know what God wants us to do. Well, maybe you should listen to God and have that relationship where you can pray and ask God for answers. He talks to people. Now, often we are not used to listening to what he says because he can talk in situations and circumstances, or he can talk through the Bible as we study how to behave and live. So we have questions and there are answers, and we want to make sure that we listen to God for the spiritual guidance. Yes, indeed. The Bible is good when we read God's word, and it can give us understanding and instruction. There are lots of people today with lots of ideas, and many of them are not godly. So let us look and see how we can live in the middle of loving God and loving other people. That is despite whatever anyone tells us and how we should live. I know there's a lot of people who want to tell us how to live. Oh, yeah, and I think of that Pope Francis again. Well, there's a lot of good people with a lot of good ideas, and somehow, good or not good, what is important to follow is what God tells us so that we can find his eternal truth and live in that eternal heaven with Jesus. Well, let's look around and see how the days are getting shorter, closer and closer to the end of the age. And so we want to be sure we are following Jesus Christ of the Bible. Now, some of us will think, oh, I have another day to choose to follow Jesus. Some of us are so used to having year after year pass that we would say, oh, we probably have another year before I have to be faithful to Jesus Christ. Well, often we do have another year, and often we do have another day. But that does not always happen. Surprises happen. Just like my little car accident where I almost died. So I just say, take advantage of today. You know you're alive today. You know you can follow Jesus and devote your life to following Christ. And I think we should do that while we have the chance. It's good for each and every one of us to be completely devoted to following Jesus Christ. And yes, we have the rewards of living on earth according to God, and we also have the eternal reward of living in heaven and not hell. So yeah, let's have a good look at what the Bible tells us to do. And certainly we all want to go to heaven and not hell. So go ahead and look at the Bible. There's lots that it says. That reminds me of Matthew 7:14, where it talks about the highway that most people take that leads to destruction. Of course, the only answer to that is we see it as hell. And then there is the narrow path that few people find, and it leads to heaven. So we have a choice right now. What are we willing to do to show that we belong to God, Jesus? We can learn a lot from reading the Bible, and I hope that every one of us really does read and study the Bible so that we can acquaint ourselves with the nature of God and how we can live a godly life and walk that narrow path to that heavenly place. I think of the Bible things, and I think of Matthew chapter 25, how there were 10 so-called virgins, oh, I'm sure they were, but they were devoted to God, and that is what those story tells us about. And half of them made it to God's kingdom, where the feast, and half of them did not, and they went to hell. They were cast into everlasting punishment. So we have a choice now as we are alive. We get to live in a way that shows that we have chosen to follow Christ, or we follow a different way. And often enough, we people will justify what we are doing, but we have to remember that it is God who determines things, not our own will and our own decisions. So let us seek out the understanding of what God would like for us to do, and then follow God's will, not our own will, not the will of other people. We follow God's will, and we learn that as we read the Bible. So there's things that take place, and we have the example of the Bible. So that Matthew 25 just reminds me that at most, well, the way I see it is half the people make it into heaven, and most people don't. So let us desire to have that heavenly eternity with Jesus Christ. And that means study and look and see what it means. I know I think of Revelation 21:8 also, and it talks about who goes to the lake of fire. And I read it, and I read, now there are different versions that use different words, but I do like the King James Version, and it talks about how the fearful and the unbelieving and those who blaspheme and the murderers and whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and the liars, they will all have their place in the fire which burns with brimstone forever. Isn't it worthwhile to look at what we can do to follow Jesus and love God, and love our neighbor? It is. It is, if you think of it in terms of eternal punishment, certainly it is. So make your life fit in to what God wants in these days, especially as the end of the age is approaching. And yeah, we do not have a time frame. We do not have a calendar that said, this will be the last day of the earth. But we know that it's getting closer and closer, and we also know that any one of us could die for many reasons. So, devote your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I think of how God says things, and the pastors say something, or the priests say something, and we just want to make sure that we are following what God says, because He's in charge of heaven. Not the priest, not the pastor, not the people of the world. God is. So let's look and see what God says. There's a big Bible, and it has lots to describe the nature of God in it. So sometimes it is specific instruction, and sometimes we can understand the direction that God wants us to go in. So please, have a look. Yes, study it, and do that right now. Do that while you're alive, because one day we all will die, and we probably don't expect it whenever it comes along. So, as I said, seek God Jesus today and live as though you believe it. So, I remember when I was young, a teenager, I used to have a great big fear of dying. And it just seemed so terrible. And then I ended up knowing people who were still teenagers, and they had an accident, and they died. And so we get to ponder this death question a little more and a little bit more. Oh, and then I had my accident just years ago. And it makes you realize any one of us can die without notice. It does not. We don't have to expect it coming along. It can just suddenly happen. So there again, seek Jesus Christ and obey God, and we learn about God in the Bible. I think about this subject, and I think about a diary of a sailor that came to from Europe to America with the Pilgrims. You know, in 1492. And he had a diary, and what he observed was the people that were Christians who died on the voyage, they died like saints. While he said, we sailors died like dogs. And that's always made an impression on me. So we want to be comfortable with eternity with Jesus. And of course, that means with our own death, whenever it is. So there again, the Bible is very helpful as you read it and your faith grows. Prayer is essential also. Just so many good things. And have fellowship with our Christian brothers and sisters. And be concerned for people. And know that we always have hope. And our hope is in Jesus Christ in this life and the next. Amen. In history, so many people have died because of war and famine and pandemics. And the Bible says in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all say that we are going to have war and famine and earthquakes and pandemics. So we know it's going to happen. Let's do the next thing that we can do, and that means have your relation with Jesus Christ. Know who he is and what he's about, and then live a life according to what God and Jesus would have you to do and live. Now, we learn about, I'm thinking about Revelation chapter 9, how somehow the Bible says that one third and one quarter of the population of earth is going to die. Do you wonder how they're going to die? Well, I do. But the point is that there will be a big death coming about. Death upon death upon death. And that's what it appears to be. And surely I will tell you, I don't have word from God, but I can read the Bible and see that we can expect certain things to happen. Therefore, I know that we want to be prepared. We want to be prepared for what else is coming. Oh, I think of the beast system. The Bible says that the beast system will be here, where we cannot buy and sell without the mark of the beast. So there again, how are we going to overcome the time that the earth is in a beast system? Well, I don't really have the answer for that one. I suppose we all have an understanding that we can live. And I think of the early days of the Bible, how the apostles had a lot of things that they needed. They depended on God to provide them. I have the feeling that that's what is going to happen with the believers in Jesus Christ at the time when the beast system is all over. So let's get our relationship with God right now so that he can guide and direct us through the coming difficulties. The world is changing, and we can see that we're going to have to figure out how to live with all the changes that are coming about. There will be changes. There will be things that we don't expect, even confusion. And I think there's going to be times when we are going to be in a great big spiritual battle, and we will know that we will have demons or demon activity around us, and we will have to know how to overcome that. There's a lot of people that talk about what's coming, and I don't know what to tell you exactly, but I know that we are going to want to be close to Jesus so that we get through the difficulties that are coming. I'm sure that belief in Jesus is essential for that. Now, some people will say they believe, and some people won't. I think of it's Mark 5:34, where Jesus says to a woman of that time, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. So there is a great importance placed on faith. And that's something that I think we need to take that lesson and continue it as we seek to have that faith. We get faith as we read. We get faith as we live. And we find out the people who have witnessed God doing miracles around them. There are people who have received their sight, who have come back to life again. And that's in the Bible. So there are different ways for us to grow our faith and live faithfully to Jesus. That is just plain something that we will end up doing as we go through life. And I do think Mark 9:23, where it says, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Oh, I remember praying that before, many years ago, but I still prayed it. And I know what it's like to believe in the Bible, but still have questions. And so that's what I prayed. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And that's something that, well, who knows who will be praying that. But there will be people, of course, because we're human beings who live in this world and we see one thing or another in front of us. But we do see miracles happen and we want to pray and ask for understanding, faith, as we see the miracles and talk to other people about the events of our life and why we have faith in Jesus Christ. He has healed so many people, and there again, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. So there's all these things that are good in life, and we want to draw close to Jesus Christ as we go through life and live faithfully. Yes. I remember many years ago, it was mid-morning, and my wife and I were standing close to each other. Oh, and then I just saw the life in her eyes get faint. And she, after a few seconds, she just collapsed. And I caught her. And I led her to the floor gently. And my point is that it seemed like an amazing thing to me. I would say it was a miracle. But the point is how do we even know what a miracle is? It felt to me like the life went out of her, and I caught her, and I prayed to God and asked for God to bring her back to life. And a few minutes later, she awakened. And so I know that, well, I don't know, but it felt like a miracle to me, and I know that miracles happen. Praying to God and asking God to bring my wife back for the sake of me and our young children. That was a miracle in my eyes. And everybody can decide what it really was. Fine. There are lots of things in life that we get to determine for our own understanding. Well, life is amazing and life is wonderful. I thank God for what he does every day in the life of so many. The people all around us have had wonderful things happen, and you may or may not call them miracles, but they certainly are things that we can see God had a hand in, and we thank God for the blessings that he gives us. I think of 1 John 4:2, where it talks about, "By this you will know the Spirit is of God." Because a lot of times we have things happen and we have even thoughts come into our head. And we have to test them, test the spirits. And so I remember having a little talk with a thought in my head and saying that if you are of God, show me. And that happened several times, and suddenly the thought just left completely. So I know that some things have been of God and some things have not been of God, and we seek to understand what is God's will for our life. Things are changing in the world and in our life, and that is something we all have to understand is going on around us as we search for God's truth. In Jesus Christ, we pray for truth, and amen. Well, we all make an investigation because we want to follow the truth and not a lie. So, sometime we learn through Bible, sometime through prayer, and sometime the experience around us where it's obvious what is going on. And there is lots of information and misinformation. We struggle, even among people, holy people, or holy people. Well, people that appear to be holy. And I think of the priests and the pastors around, and we do make judgments. We have to understand where their position in Christ's will is. And as I talk about that, I think about the Pope who just died, and how, this was in 2018, where there was an archbishop by the name of Carlo Vigano, and he was all tied in with the Vatican. He was the ambassador to the United States. And that, and then he wrote a public letter to President Trump, and he talked about what was going on with globalization and how important it was for the United States to stay strong and independent. So isn't it interesting that there you have a man of God, an archbishop, Carlo Vigano, telling things to Trump? And by the way, he wrote this public letter to the it was to everyone, and it was addressed to President Trump. So it was called An Open Letter to President Trump, dated October, 2020. And he talked about how there was globalization going on, and it was not a good thing. Another thing he talked about was how the Pope was, I will just say, of Satan. And he said that publicly, and it was a shocking thing to hear, but there in his open letter, he wrote it down and he said it, and because he said that, he was excommunicated by the Pope from the Catholic Church. So he lost his position of being an archbishop, and it just makes you ponder things to have things like that said. Oh, but you can look it up if you want. It's an interesting thing to hear that letter, and or you can listen. I read the letter on the Christ Today broadcast in November of 2020. So everything is interesting, and there's questions about all the things that are going on in the world, the changes, the things that are of God and the things that are not of God. We have questions, we certainly do, and somehow we get to figure out how we're going to live in life and love our neighbors, and of course, to love God. And that's something which we are all trying to understand as we go through life. We have things going on, in our very own churches. We have it going on in the Christian church. And we have things going on where there is, in some cases, there's a lot of trouble going on in the church. But, of course, it's not like in some countries where the parishioners are literally blocked in and then murdered. That is going on, too. And we see examples of that in Africa just last month. Two examples of how the, well, they happen to be Islamic terrorists have gone in and killed Christian practitioners during Holy Week and again before that. So these things are going on. And I do think that somehow we in Christianity, we need to be aware that this is actually going on around us. Yes, in society there's plenty of problems, but even in the church there are people who want to kill Christians. And there are also churches across the United States who have a security team to protect the people in the church. It's amazing how many churches in the United States have a security team. Many, many, many people have armed people, civilians, or policemen, even, or retired policemen, in their congregation, and they are aware for violence that would crop up against any people in that church. This is something going on right now, for the last year or two also, for the churches across the United States. Security. Should we be a part of security? Well, certainly that would be fine, because the best part of security is to be aware and to be watchful, or to speak to somebody if there are something that is suspicious. And we do see things that are suspicious, and we can always ask for an understanding person to look at it and comment to see if they agree or disagree. And the people who are in the churches watching the parking lots are very important too. We have a lot of people to pray for. We who go to church or just plain are Christian, a lot of people need prayer. Yes, sure, the security teams, sure, the pastors, sure, all the people in church that are having problems. You know, there's lots of people who have problems of every sort, and we all need prayer. So let's pray for God's will to be done for the people who are Christ followers. It's just what we want to do. So I also think of how last year in 2024, the FBI director, Chris Wray, talked about how there were serious and significant warning lights going off all across the United States. Some of them had to do with terror groups. Oh, they might have been Muslim terror groups. They might have been Christian. I don't know. All I know is he said, well, no, I know a little more, but the point is there are things that are very serious in our country right now with people who want to disrupt America. Oh, and that's going on with cyber attacks, too. There's a lot of conflict around us today, both because we are Americans and because we are Christians. Now, there is a conflict with the tariff war also going on, and how it's interesting if you listen to the Chinese leadership of what they say about the tariffs that are going on and how they need to be strong and not give in to the bully who is Trump. But I think really all the leaders of the world are bullies. You look at them, any country where there's a leader who is powerful, they get to be a bully, whether it's Russia, China, or United States. And there's a contest of wills, where one leader thinks he's right and another leader thinks he's right, and so they get into a fight or a war or a contest of words, arguments. And I think of the Xi Jinping of China. He recently said that the Chinese people could tolerate the tariff war that's going on. After all, they could eat grass for a year. And there are a number of leaders who said, in China, who said the Chinese people could eat grass. What a concept. Is that what the leadership wants for the general population? Well, I know in history there have been several leaders of, yes, of China, but also of other countries who have said that the people could eat grass just to survive, and that the leaders could do what the leaders are going to do. Quite a concept. Quite a concept. Well, it makes me sad to think of the violence that is going on, the loss of life, the loss of security that is going on in different places. Sure, in the church. Sure, in the United States culture. Sure, in other countries that are having just violence and trouble going on all around them. There's plenty of civilian conflict to go on around the world, and we want to protect ourselves from random violence and terrorism, and that is why we want to be alert for everything going on, so that we can see it and avoid the terrorism that are going on, or the violence, or whatever it is. There's a lot of people who are just plain angry in the world, and who knows how they would reach out and strike people out of their anger with violence, with a knife or a gun. It's going on in every country. So here in America, we have many people that are armed. And sure, there are people who say that an armed society is a polite society. And maybe that's true. But there are also people who say the police are minutes away when seconds count. So should we be wise and get a firearm? Should we be wise and get a stick to defend ourselves? You know what? We all have a question about how to do what, and I think that prayer is very good to understand. Look into the Bible and get your own conclusions. And I remember that there have been governments that wanted to ban all guns, and in many cases they do. I think of back to an international reporter who was assigned to Egypt. That was in 2020 or 19, when there was the Arab Spring going on. Well, they were assigned to Egypt, and they were in Cairo, and there were those massive uprisings happening. And that reporter just saw a bullet casing, you know, a fired bullet casing, and it was on the street. And she picked it up. And then she went through a police checkpoint, and they found the spent bullet casing in her pocket. And some countries are so intent on having no guns or anything that they persecute anybody who has anything to do with guns. And so that reporter, for having a spent bullet casing in her pocket, went to prison for 2 years. That's what some of the governments around the world, that's what they do. And so we have a question here in America. What freedom do you want to preserve? It's a question. And we're going to have something to say about whatever is going on, and you get to decide what it is. I don't know, but it is something going on. I hope you use wisdom as you love God and love your neighbor, and we try to completely follow God's will. That's what we do. So there's questions about what to prepare for, too. Oh, I think about that a bunch. I think about what is coming and what should we prepare for. Firstly, I think of natural disasters happening. After all, the earth is, well, I think you could say it's waking up. And there are volcanoes going off, and there are earthquakes going off, and there are things happening here and there around the world. So what are we going to do to protect ourselves from natural disasters? Okay, we all have a different idea, don't we? And it depends on what natural disaster we are thinking of. Will it be an earthquake, a fire, a flood? That's all going around the United States. We're getting all of those. It's going around the world. Troubles everywhere. I think it's also a very interesting thing to see rivers of red. Red rivers that are as red as blood. And there's a scripture in Revelation which talks about the water turning to blood. So, and of course that happened in Genesis with the Pharaoh. So, this is something that people think of when they see those red rivers, and they're on every continent. Every continent of the world has at least one. So it's proof that what the Bible says will happen will actually happen. And as I think of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famine, and pestilence, which is epidemics. That is what is going to happen. So what are you going to do? Are you going to survive the troubles that are coming? If you are, you can think about what it would be very nice to have. It would be nice to have a few things for the just in case. And it's not just in case for you. It's the just in case for the people around you. Sure, your family. Sure, your friends. Sure, your neighbors. All of these people will be in need if we have great famine. And there's a lot of talk about that. Do I know that it's for sure coming? Well, I do because it's in the Bible. But how are you going to prove it to yourself so that you can get ready for a really bunch of trouble coming to your neighborhood? And of course, there's people who talk about the security issues and how terrorism is going to continue, how there's going to be cyber attacks on our electrical grid, cyber attacks on our water supply system. Do you know what you are preparing for? Well, I don't know that because that's for you to judge. What are you going to do in case the trouble comes your way? I think it would be nice to have a few things on hand. And so that is what you want to do. Have a little bit of preparation to see what is going to get you through a time of difficulty. And we have natural disasters right now where the first responders have said that everybody should have a few months of supplies. Now, it's not easy to have a month of water. It's not easy to have a month of food or enough propane to cook the food that you have. But somehow, there are going to be things happening which we can only guess what it will really be. And that just speaks to me and says, what are you going to have on hand? If you knew there was going to be a problem, what would you do to get ready for it? That's an individual decision, and we each have a different question and a different answer to this. But I urge you to look and to give a thought to what you would do for the just in case. Now, once I've talked about how I had a time when I didn't have the food that I needed to have, and so I went into the supply of cans that I had, and I found out that I used 5 cans a day. So one person eating 5 cans a day, and what if you have a couple of people or a family? Your cans of food are going to go away quick. So I suggest that you have grains, whether it's grains that you grind and turn into bread, or it's grains that you cook like rice and beans. But then you'll also need a propane stove. So if you're going to cut wood, wood is great, but you have an issue of keeping safe while you're cutting, and you have an issue of everybody smelling like smoke because you have a campfire that you're cooking over. Now, it's all right if you do, but you just want to know that you're going to be the person that has a different look and a different smell because you have been cooking over a campfire. You might have the embers make holes in your clothes too. So it's just a question of you get to determine how you are going to deal with whatever is in front of you. And as I just started out saying, we are having earthquakes and fires and floods and lots of things that are going on in the world, and we don't know what or when it'll happen in our neighborhood. But we keep seeing that there's activity, lots of earthquake activity, even in the United States, in places that we don't expect. Yellowstone has been having earthquakes too. Many places. So it's just a matter of let's get a little bit ready, because if you wait to get ready until people know that you should be preparing, then everything you want is going to be gone. You're going to want a heavy coat? Well, they'll be gone. The sleeping bags will be gone. The food, the water containers, all of that, there will be people who will see it first, and they will have already gotten what it is you want. That's been going on for a long time. It'll continue, and if you look at the pattern of humanity all over the world, that is what happens to the things that you want for the just in case. That's just what people do. It's so human. And so just know it, recognize that this is human behavior, and that you want to put yourself in a position where you can survive what's coming. Oh, why do you want to survive? Well, of course, it is to be faithful to God, so that you can tell people about the good news of the Bible, that Jesus came and he offers salvation to men who accept his free gift of his dying on the cross. And this is something which we will have to know so well that when we talk to people, we can tell them about why it's important to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And certainly, I want everybody to study the Bible to see why this is true. I'm always glad to have people write to me. I do have the free preparedness brochure, which I like to send out. It's thinking about what you might want to have on hand, and I suggest you do get lists. Lots of people have lists. Corporations do, government agencies do. And just have a look over their list or my list and see what kind of things that you want to have on hand so that you are able to prepare for, again, we don't know what, but there are plenty of things that could happen. So prepare for the just in case. Meanwhile, God bless you. We have, my preparedness pamphlet is available. It's free. If you would send me a stamped self-addressed envelope, that would be great. And certainly donations are welcome. But just remember to follow Jesus Christ. Pray for other people. And do so in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen, and God bless you.